conservative, and everybody sees that. But he's been a willing partner to come to the table with constructive dialogue, and we're confident in where we will go with our bipartisan, well, our Build Back Better framework. We're optimistic we're going to get it done, and the truth is we need to get it done. We need to get it done now, because if you look at the 17 Nobel Prize-winning economists, they said that it will ease inflationary pressures, help with the supply chain, and invest in the human capital in this country all at one time.
Well, and with that argument, we've heard repeatedly over the past couple of weeks, but there's another Democrat, Hakeem Jeffries, who said this. We don't envision any of these programs being short-lived. This would be something that we can put into place, setting us on a permanent trajectory. You wonder where that trajectory goes. If that's the case, here's the argument from the Republican leader in the House.
There will not be a CBO score until Thanksgiving. One clue we have of the price tag, however, comes from Wharton School. Their budget model, it states that the true cost of the Democrats' bill is $4 trillion. That's twice as high as Democrats have advertised, or even four times, because the president says it costs nothing.
Well, how do you justify that amount?
I think the leader's wrong, as usual. The bill he's talking about is the bill that the Republicans continue to describe, which is continuous misinformation. Our bill cost $1.75, $1.9 has been amended. And what we raise in terms of revenue is somewhere around $2.1 trillion. But the real thing is, we're paying for every penny in this bill. And what we're going to do is cut taxes for working families. So if you talk about the child tax credit, where the overwhelming majority of families that have children will get a tax cut, that is important. And we're going to do it by asking corporations and the wealthy to pay a little bit more. We're proud of that. We stand behind it. But the Penn School analysis, they're analyzing and projecting on a bill that is not the Build Back Better bill. And they make assumptions that are just not factual.
Well, this doesn't cost a thing, whether it's $1.8 trillion or $4 trillion, depending on who's right.
It is fully paid for. It's more than paid for. And it will lead to long-term debt reduction. That is a fact. The bill that we laid out will do that.
Well, we'll find out. And by the way, I'm willing to wait till Thanksgiving, till just before Christmas, and then we'll all know if Joe Manchin is going to switch sides or not. Kyrsten Sinema, is she gonna make a move? We don't know. Anyway, stay where you are. Coming up, will we have Major League Baseball? As you know, I'm a big baseball fan. I love it, and I can't wait for the Oakland A's to move here. Are we getting closer? I think we are. We'll check in with Mick Akers, reporter for the RJ. He's been following the possibility of the A's moving to Southern Nevada, and they even have, supposedly, they have a site in Summerlin that they have that they're going to take a close look at. They were in this past week. They'll probably be in the next couple of weeks, and they want to have something done by the first of the year. They want to have a deal in place. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 2:30, it's not exactly rush hour, but there's a little bit of congestion on the 15 as you try to work your way through the resort corridor right now. South at Sahara, north at Charleston. The biggest delays continue to be through the Spaghetti Bowl in the downtown area, 515 eastbound at Main Street and 515 westbound at Eastern. They're doing that bridge reconstruction work through there, so only two lanes are available in each direction, and that's going to be that way for some time. And we're getting moderate flows right now as we speak on the Beltway. 215 westbound at the airport connector, 215 eastbound at Gillespie. And the good news, there's no restrictions or delays on US 95.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they lose to Detroit by a 5-2 score yesterday. Nicholas Roy, a goal and assist. Jonathan Marchessault scoring the other goal for the Golden Knights. With the loss, they go to 6-6-0 back at tomorrow when they are going to play host to Seattle. UNLV football, they pick up their first win of the season and first win under head coach Marcus Arroyo on Saturday when they knock off New Mexico on the road. 31-17. They are going to match up against Hawaii this Saturday. The UNLV men's basketball team, they open up their season on Wednesday when they play host to Gardner-Webb. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
New at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off everything, including fall favorites. Cozy up with soft layers, wear everywhere, outerwear, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
You and your phone have been through a lot this past year. It's been your lifeline to the world. And now some big wireless company is telling you you got to buy a new phone from them and sign their contract? They don't control you. With TracFone Wireless, you can keep the phone, number, and network you already have. Already got a 5G phone? Keep that too, because TracFone runs on America's best networks now with 5G nationwide. Plus, we've got unlimited talk and text smartphone plans starting at just $20. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. 5G nationwide access requires a 5G capable device. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you've followed this radio show over the course of years, I was thinking about this the other day. We've been on like 10 or 11 years here in Southern Nevada. And you probably know that I love baseball and my beloved Cardinals, my St. Louis Cardinals, through thick and through thin, I have always liked them. Well, there is a possibility we're going to be getting a Major League Baseball team here. It would be the Oakland A's. And the owners of the A's have been here, I think, like 6-7 times. And, well, I'll just put it this way. I think the chances are getting better and better by the day that we're going to get a Major League Baseball team. And then it's going to be the Oakland A's. And if it's not the Oakland A's, it might be an expansion team. I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see what plays out. I had a chance to visit with Mick Akers earlier today. He's a reporter for the RJ. And he's been following this whole nonsense of are the A's coming? Are they not coming? And I asked him, where are we? And are we close to landing the Oakland A's?
Yeah, their recent trip here, the A's took last week, unannounced, a source sent me off to it. They were here Wednesday through Friday last week, met with some officials with Howard Hughes Corporation, which, owns a plant up there in Summerlin. Apparently they had a big meeting at one of the sites of interest out there with them and president as well. We had the owner of the A's, John Fisher, here, Dave Cavill, president, and then vice president, Billy Dean. So they are out there checking the site out. So they said, hey, we're not going to announce the top three or four potential sites in Las Vegas anymore, which was the previous plan, citing, they're kind of moving towards trying to secure a land deal right now. So I would assume that's saying, hey, look, we're getting a little bit more serious out here in Southern Nevada. They've been working with Oakland officials and Alameda County officials trying to, you know, nail down the plan for their Howard Terminal site out there. They've run into, you know, several issues there with the city's approved plan that they didn't agree with. So, you know, it looks like they're kind of moving full steam ahead here out here in Las Vegas, especially, you know, if they're trying to get some land deals going.
Yeah, obviously you don't want to be negotiating that while you're out in public, and I totally get that. Take me back, though, to Alameda County and Oakland, City of Oakland, and the things that have stood in the way are affordable housing and some other, excuse the expression, leftist ideas. And I'm just curious, has anybody budged on those issues?
Well, July 20th, when the city approved their own term sheet for the Howard Terminal site, was like a $12 billion mixed-use project built around the $1 billion waterfront stadium. They had the same issues since then until, you know, last week. Affordable housing, you mentioned how much they can have inside, you know, that project they build out with that mixed use. They're going to have some condos in there, and they wanted a certain amount of affordable housing tied to it. The A's and the city have different opinions of how much they should have, so they're still working through that. Community benefits, just, you know, they're going to benefit the community out there, public areas and parks and such. The A's have some of that in their, you know, their own proposed term sheet that you know, the city didn't vote on that one. So, I think the city wants to add a little bit more than the A's are offering in theirs. You know, and then infrastructure, they're looking to set up a tax district to pay for the, you know, the on-site infrastructure. There's a lot of work that has to be done. Right now, that area is just like a giant, basically a sitting yard for, you know, some tractor trailers. I was out there in July and, you know, tons and tons of those. So it's going to be a lot of work to, you know, build it up to be, you know, a mixed-use/ballpark area. So the county opted in, you know, non-binding to join in on that, which was part of the city's agreement. Like, they had to have that in there or else it wouldn't work. So that was a little bit of a positive note on their end, but being that it's non-binding, they can pull out whenever they want. So they're still working through some of those issues that they've had. And, you know, if those don't get, you know, kind of, you know, fixed, you know, sometime in the near, I'd say next year, by the end of this year, sorry, then, you know, I think Las Vegas looks a little bit more attractive than, you know, up there in the Bay Area.
I know that you mentioned the idea of identifying, you know, kind of whittling down the list to four potential sites here in Southern Nevada. Any idea what changed your mind on releasing that? Or was it just the fact that they were negotiating land deals?
I think that's the main aspect of it. They didn't want to go and say, hey, here's the four we're exactly looking at. Then, you know, maybe someone could try to swoop in and, you know, try to get that land before them. So they're trying to keep that under wraps. Although, you know, they've been pretty vocal about where they're looking at. They said Summerlin, it's somewhere around the downtown Summerlin area. They, you know, mentioned the area of Warm Springs and Las Vegas Boulevard, the Harrah and Las Vegas Boulevard, and a plot of land over there by M Resort. So, you know, they've released, you know, two of them are exact ones, but the other ones are kind of a ballpark area where they could look at. So, you know, they're just trying to, I guess, get some finalized land deals down. And, it, you know, obviously with that big meeting in Summerlin, I don't know, it looks like that maybe they're leading the charge up there.
Do you get a sense of where that number one site that they're negotiating on now is?
Yeah, it's somewhere within a few miles of downtown Summerlin where they already have the Las Vegas ballpark where their AAA affiliate, the Aviators, play. It's somewhere, you know, in that vicinity. I haven't been able to find the exact location of this plot of land, but I know that there's several plots of land over there that Howard Hughes Corporation owns that could fit a ballpark.
And let me ask you, what is the timetable that the A's have? I know you and I have talked in terms of end of the year, end of the calendar year. Is that still your belief that they're looking to nail this thing down by the end of December?
That's what I've been told. Every time I talk to them, they've been steadfast that, hey, we want to have some kind of resolution of where our future is going to be. They keep mentioning, you know, what kind of shape the Coliseum is up there. Major League Baseball said it's not a viable option to play in the future. So, you know, obviously it's going to take some time to build wherever they end up. You know, so they need a few years here to say, hey, we got this. We're going to move here, set that plan into motion. So, yeah, they do want to have some kind of resolution of their future site, you know, by the end of this year. You know, obviously things could change along the way, but they've been pretty adamant, hey, we want to have some kind of answer by the end of the calendar year.
Again, Mick Akers joining us, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He has been writing in the RJ about this subject for many, many months now. It looks like we may be coming to some resolution, maybe as early as the end of this year. I'm curious what type of relationship the A's want to have with local government and with taxation. Are we talking about the public-private partnership? Are we talking about something like the Raiders have? Because there have been a lot of politicians that have come out against that and said, no, we don't want them. We don't want to do that again. Do you get a sense of you know, if there's any agreement among city or county leaders or state?
Not at this point. You know, a lot of, like you said, there's been a few that have come out and said, hey, I don't see much, you know, that we can do as far as, you know, a room tax. I've been told room tax is completely off the board. Like, they can't add any more of those that they use to pay for the Raiders. Public portion of $750 million for Allegiant Stadium. So it's going to have to be some kind of a land deal or, I don't know, tax payments or something along those lines if anything does come about. You know, they could also partner with some, you know, businesses out here as well and maybe work along those lines. Obviously, working with Howard Hughes Corporation, not sure where they would come in to play in as long, you know, as far as any kind of deal like that. But the A's have said, hey, we do want to get a public-private partnership of some sorts for this. So I'm sure they're working all the avenues, you know, with all the jurisdictions trying to get that done. So that remains to be seen. Obviously, with some of those, like Clark County, saying, hey, we don't have much of an appetite for that. It's just going to have to, you know, kind of weigh on, hey, what they want and, you know, what, you know, the areas can have to offer.
And the Howard Hughes Corporation, would they have any involvement other than as a landlord, perhaps, or selling property? Do we know what their relationship to this deal will be?
Not pertaining to this. They have, you know, a lot to do with their AAA. They own the ballpark. They own the Aviators as well. So, you know, they also, you know, have a great relationship with the A's already. So I know that, you know, with them meeting them with the land and all that, I'm not sure what's going to be working out on that. But I think they'll have some kind of hand in it when it comes down to it.
Well, we'll see. We'll all see together. Mick Akers, the outstanding writer. I mean, really, I mean, his stuff is really good. And he's been following this story, the A's possibly relocating to Las Vegas, for, gosh, 6-7 months. I mean, back into the summer and beyond. Anyway, stay where you are. Coming up, how bad has it gotten for President Biden? Poll numbers just out. And they're not very good. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Now we will on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit HutchLegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
I don't know about you, but I love the holidays. Whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's Eve, it's a great time to get together with friends and family. That's why I'm glad I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing a few months ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, so tiny, that even close friends don't know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. One more time slowly. That's 702-369-1321. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
The latest news is shocking. In Washington, the CDC has finally admitted that people who have received the COVID-19 vaccinations are now COVID spreaders. This is crazy. They know it doesn't protect us, and their data proves the vaccines have already killed 12,000 Americans. This means that Comrade Biden, Wuhan researcher Fauci, and Commissar Sisolak are the reckless con artists boldly using Soviet-style disinformation tactics. Listen, I know COVID is serious, but now's the time to speak out, because Commissar Sisolak doesn't like refuseniks. Today, the mask is back. Tomorrow, he'll be forcing vaccinations on you, your children, even your grandchildren, unless we stop him. I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. I will fight for the freedoms of all Nevadans. Join me at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
How low can you go? That's what we're asking about the president's new poll ratings that came out, and they are underwater big time. Gentleman Jim Dallas, how bad's it gotten for the president?
Well, I can't recall seeing numbers this bad for any sitting president, even if they got 99% negative coverage like Donald Trump did. He was still in the 40s. At his lowest, maybe he was down to 41 at one point. But Democrat President Joe Biden's approval is at 37.8%, according to the USA Today / Suffolk University poll. 38%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's nothing short of incredible. And again, Trump, even as bad as his numbers were, they generally were around 43%. That didn't go up much. It didn't go down much. That's where he was kind of planted. And now we got a president with 30. And by the way, am I right? Kamala Harris isn't much better.
She's not as good, if you can believe that. Vice President Kamala Harris's approval rating is 28%.
Oh God.
And again, I can't recall any politician having that low of a personal number. Now, we know that Congress, maybe only 15, 18, 20% of the people approve of Congress and the job that they do, but there's over 500 people involved in that poll. But, yeah, so if the Democrats are thinking about, hey, let's just push Biden aside, let's bring Kamala in and let her run the show, it looks even worse for her.
Wow. Wow. They are so lucky that that the presidential election isn't coming a year from today. Instead, it's the midterms that are coming a year from today. We'll have another election. But this will be Congress and the Senate and the House and all of that, and school board members and things like that. I'm just telling you, there is trouble for the Democrats. It can't get any worse than this, can it? Or
it kind of makes you wonder if some of these incumbent Democrats, they see the writing on the wall, if they just go ahead and decide to retire rather than be back in the minority after they've served who knows how many terms, 10, 15, 20 terms. There's no term limits, which, of course, would be, I think, proper at this point. Whenever you have somebody winning 20 elections over a 40-year period, I think it's time to move on. But we don't need to talk about Maxine Waters. Talk about other people.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be doing that. Coming up, we'll preview what's ahead on Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. That's coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. Many Americans underestimate the value of their employer-sponsored retirement savings accounts, particularly if the employer is willing to match the employee's contributions. Now, most take advantage of the match, but there are about 20% of people who don't max out the match in their 401k, and that's what America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta, encourages us all to do. Coach, why is that match so important?
The match is free money, Steve.
Free money. I like free money.
Put money if your employer's giving you 401k and they're giving you a match, take advantage of it. But make sure you understand one of the zingers that a lot of people don't understand, something called a vesting schedule. So just because your employer is, quote, matching the money doesn't mean it's your money until you put in the time that you're required to put in at that company to make it 100% yours.
Sure.
So a lot of people forget that. And I wrote about that in my book, The Seven Baby Steps. It's seven baby steps to a ridiculously reliable retirement income. But if you are one of the next five people who call, not only will you get this book, Steve, but we're going to put together your very own financial retirement plan. And this is looking past just the financial plan, but building retirement and retirement income, income that will be growing when you don't need it, will be protected from markets, fees, and expenses. Get rid of those financial termites and put together what I call a financial fill-up strategy, and there gives you income for your whole life, for you and your spouse, regardless of how long you live. And when you pass away, whenever that is, if there's money left in there, it goes on to the next of kin so they can have their own financial fill-up strategy. You talk about leaving a legacy. So, Steve, the next five people, we're limited right now because we get a whole lot of callers, but if you call right now, one of the next five people with at least $200,000 saved for retirement, this is for you.
A fantastic offer, Coach. Don't let this one slip by. Call 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700. That's VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.